So we had begun the section of Mila Sapikoros. Mila Sapikoros and Mila Aramis. Inyana Zilzul Ubizoi Batora Obenose Hantora. Lefichach Omim Del Kal Shemza Almisha Enumam and Biasoda Satora Omisha Mivaza Esachachomim. O Ezet Talmud Chachomim Shaye, O Rabbah. So the Rambam's initial definition of apikoros, that in yana zilzul bizui batorah benosei haTorah, derives from the Gemara here in Tzadi Testament Beis, apikoros, rava b'chanina amrei tavai, yuzah mevazat Talmud Chacham. Subsequently, the Gemara says, "Apikoros kagon man." Amar Rav Yosef began, "Hani da amre maya hanulan rabbanon, the ditu karu, the ditu tanu." But then the Rambam says, and therefore, by extension, "Ulefichach omim derech klal shem ze." The Rambam anticipates a very, very big question. But the Rambam is about to enumerate the Yud Gimel Ikarim. And l'chora, when you learn the Mishnah here in Perek Chelek, ve'elo she'ein lahem chelek olam haba, Ha'omer ein tchias ha'meisim ve'ein Torah min ha'shamayim. So the Mishnah doesn't list the Rambam Yud Gimel Ikarim. Okay, so maybe Tana v'shiya, but, and again, there certainly are cases of Tana v'shiya, but still, how do you integrate the impression you get from the Mishnah with the Rambam's list of the Yud Gimel Ikarim? So it's clear that the Rambam anticipates that question and answers it for us. When he says, with the fichach omim derech kal shem ze al mi she'enu ma'amin b'yisodos haTorah, since an apikoros means even someone who's mevaza a Talmud Chacham, even someone who's mevaza Torah, then achas kama v'kama, there's no bigger bizoyon than rejecting the yesodos of Torah. And the Rambam says, no, they're all included in the term apikoros. But then the obvious question is, so why are these two examples of Tchias HaMesim and Torah Min HaShamayim, why are they mentioned in particular? If by saying apikoros, that includes all those who deny Yisodos HaTorah, so why are these two singled out? So the text is like this. Let's initially focus on Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMesim. And then Nevli Nedu, we'll circle back to Ein Torah Min HaShamayim. For each of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, right, the Rambam concludes his presentation of that Ikar with the Pasuk in Chumash, which expresses that Ikar. V'zeh ha'yisod ha'rishon hu shahor alav v'divo anochi Hashem. V'zeh ha'yisod ha'sheni hu shahor alav v'omer Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ha'yisod ha'shlishi ki lo ri'isim kol temuna, etc. Well, what's the pasuk in terms of pshuto shalmikra, not derech remez and derech drash, which Chazal at the beginning of Perek Chelek have several such psukim. But what's the pasuk where the pshuto shalmikra is tchias ha-mesim? So the pasuk where the pshuto shalmikra talks about tchias ha-mesim is in Sefer Daniel. It's not mekodesh. The Rambam quotes it in the Geres tchias ha-mesim. Rabim miyishene ofo yakitzu. Oh, so it's gewaldig. Apikores includes all those who are eno mamin b'yisodos ha-Torah, but the Mishnah uses that to refer to those who are not mamin b'yisodos ha-Torah, which are mafurish in the Torah. But that's why the Mishnah mentions specifically Tchias HaMesim. The Tchias HaMesim is one of the yisodos ha-Torah, but there's no posuk in Torah Shebichsav about it. So it's clear. That's what the chat is. So what about Torah Min HaShemayim? Torah Min HaShemayim now has a posuk for it. So what are you going to do with that question? By Yisod HaShemini of Torah Min HaShemayim, the Hamama Hamora Ala Yisod HaShemini Hazehu Omro V'zos Teidu'un Ki Hashem Shlachani Ki Lo Mi Libi. But if you recall when we learned the Yisod HaShemini, so we saw that when the Rambam speaks of Torah Min HaShemayim, he's not just referring to a historical fact, a historical occurrence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, but rather, it's clear from the way the Rambam explains that original phrase, V'hu shenam in shekol HaTorah hazos ha'mitziyu v'yadeinu hayom, Zohi HaTorah Shnitla L'Moshe. Torah Min HaShemayim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an eternal Torah. He gave us a Torah Nitzchus. A Torah Nitzchus means a Torah that doesn't get lost. So Torah Min HaShemayim means not only that Torah was given Min HaShemayim, but that we have it. But what the Rambam means by the phrase of Torah Min HaShemayim, again, is a Nitzchias Dika Torah, an eternal Torah. Torah is not eternal if it's... if it's lost in some geniza somewhere forever. Torah is eternal because it's mitzvah v'yadeinu hayom. Now the pasuk in Parshas Korach b'zos teidun ki Hashem shlachan ki lo milibi doesn't attest to that part of the ikar. That part of the ikar is a Torah shebal peh. So kunta is that the two ikarim which are not mefurashim in Torah Shebichsav is one aspect of Torah Min HaShemayim plus Tchias HaMesim. So that's how the Rambam said. That's what I'm saying. That's the pshat in our Mishnah. That's why our Mishnah singles out that ve'elu she'en lehem chelek olam haba ha'omer ein Tchias HaMesim ve'ein Torah Min HaShemayim ve'apikores. Apikores is kolal, as the Rambam says, Omim del kal shem zel misha eno man b'yisodas ha-Torah, because again, why does it mean that by extension? Because the primary definition of apikores is inyana zilzul ubizoy b'Torah. So it means inyana zilzul ubizoy with what's mufurish b'Torah. So apikores is kolel all of the yud gemel ikarim which are mufurashim b'Torah, and that's why the Tanus mentions tchias ha-mesim and Torah Min HaShemayim, because those two are the only two where the pasuk doesn't either at all or doesn't fully state the ikar. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah according to the Rambam. Nifla ma'od. Svarim HaChitanim, the Rambam continues, Omru Sifrei Minin, V'chein Sifrei Ben Sira. What is Sifrei Ben Sira? V'hoye ish, Shechibe Svarim Dimyoniyim, Me Inyone Alfa Raza. Which the note says, Hainu Hakaras Trunosav Shel Odom Lefi Simanim Chitzoniyim Begufo. You look at, I don't know, different bodily features or whatever, and based on that, you claim to know what his character is like, what his qualities are. She'ein b'hem chochma, v'lo to'elas, ela ibad hazman larik. K'gon ela hasfarim hanimtsa'im etzel ha'aravim, מספרי דברי היומים והנהוגות המלוכים ויחוסי הערבים וספרי השירים וכיוצא בהן מן הספרים שאין בהן חוכמה ולא תועלת גשמס אלא עיבוד הזמן בלבד. Okay, I mean, the Rambam doesn't quote this in again, this is Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't quote it, doesn't quote in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. I don't think he quotes it elsewhere either. But afal pichem, what does it mean that what Rabbi Akiva says that because a person wastes his time, he's ein lechel golam haba? I mean, what in the world does that mean? You know, la shafkas chay, la birya. And if that's what he really meant, so why do they have to say Akoi Besvarim Chitonim? Why not stop? There are lots of ways to waste time, you know. You don't have to go to the library and take the wrong book off the shelf to waste time. As we all know, there's lots of ways to waste time. So why is Rabbi Akiva singling out this? So it's clear. Again, the Rambam doesn't quote it, so we're not saying pshat in anything which the Rambam quotes the halacha, but just in terms of what this day is, which we don't paskin like, but what is this day of Rabbi Akiva? If Rabbi Akiva really meant that the punishment for ibud zman is ein lechel golam haba, first of all, it's unimaginable, and second of all, so say that. Kavod b'svarim chitonim is just... I don't know, say someone who's... He spends all his time playing cards. Why dafka korei b'sfarim chitzonim? So l'chari, it must be that what Rabbi Akiva means is that, no, this is his intellectual pursuit, meaning he puts this in the place of chokhmah. When a person stam wastes time, as we know, unfortunately, so it's not that he's displacing pursuit of he's, it's not that he's saying, well, this occupies the exalted place of Torah and Chokhmah in my life. No, stop. We're wasting time. We're not crowning the activity through which we waste time as this is the source of Chochmah. This is the source of Torah. And that's what's different, l'chora, about Korei B'Svarim Chitzonim from other forms of Ibud Zman. And that's what the Rambam is saying, She'en b'hem Chochmah v'lo to'elas gashmas. It's not a manual on how to fix your car. It's not a... But the fact that this is the person's, in quotation marks, intellectual pursuit, so that means that that he elevates this. This is chachma. That already, it's easier to understand how that has implications and consequences which go far beyond just you know, wasting precious time. Halacha shel hamaka ubulvad berikika lefi sheyesh ba bizui Hashem. Halacha shel hamaka the Gemara Kufalaf Amar Rav Yochanan Berokek Bo Lefi She'ein Mazkirin Shem Shemayim Al Rekika. So he spits, and the person has a maka. So to heal the maka, so the person is lochesh, he says a pasuk in Chumash, and also spits. That's what he thinks is going to heal the maka. So why is that so chomor that Rabbi Akiva says, is this also Rabbi Akiva? I don't know. Why is that so chomor that the Mishnah says that it's ein l'chelek olam haba? So the Rambam says sheyesh ba bizui Hashem. I don't know. In the Yad, Halacha shel hamaka, the Kohi Pasuk min HaTorah. He says some incantation and then reads a Pasuk from Chumash. V'chein ha'koria al ha'tinog shelo yivas, ha'maniach sefer Torah o tefillin al ha'kotan b'shvil sheyishan. Lo dai lehen shehen b'chal chaverim chovim u'menachashim, ela shehen b'chal ha'kofrim b'Torah. What does that mean? How are they kofrim b'Torah? Shehen osin divrei Torah rifus guf ve'ein another rifus nefoshos. The Gevald v'Pshatram says. It's not only kfir b'Torah if a person says Torah is not min hashamayim. The person says, no, Rav Shalom didn't give us the Torah Shabbalta. The person says, no, Rav Shalom didn't give us the Torah Shabbalta. That's kfir min haTorah. Let's say a person says, Rav Shalom gave it to us, but he distorts what Torah is beyond recognition. He says, no, avada, there's a Torah min hashamayim. Torah min hashamayim is a cookbook. That's what the Torah min hashamayim is. Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself on Har Sinai and gave us a cookbook. And really, if you learn Pshat correctly and Bereishis Bara Elokim, you'll see how everything is a recipe. So that's also clear. What is it that the fact that the person says it's Min HaShamayim, but it's not Torah? He has the Min HaShamayim part right, but it's not Torah. If the person has such a distorted conception of what Torah is, even if he associates that conception with the words of the Chumash, so that's also kfir, because that's not Torah anymore. If it goes from being Torah to being a cookbook, even though he thinks that the cookbook, the recipes are expressed in the words of Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShamayim Ve'Eis HaOretz, so that's also Torah. That's also kfir, says the Rambam. Lo dai lehen shein b'chach chovim u'menachashim אלא שאין בכלל הכופן בתורה, שאין אוסן דברי תורה ריפוס גוף, ואין עונה לריפוס נפושס. מינג פשוט, פרק, פרק ה, הפך לעשות תפילים למזוז בספר תורה, פרק ה, הלכה דלת. מינג פשוט שכופן על המזוז מבחוץ, כנגד הרווח שבין פרשה ופרשה, שקאי. You write the same שקאי on the other side of the cloth. ואין בזה הפסה לפי שום מבחוץ. אבל אלו שכוספן בו בפנים שמוס מלוכן. They write on the inside of the cloth where the parshios of the mezuzah excuse me, are written. O shemos kedoshim, o posuk o chosonos, הרהים בכל מי שאין לו חלק ולנהלו. Why? שאלו הטיפשים לא די להם שביטלו המצווה, אלא שאוסן מצווה גדולה שהיא ייחוד שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ואהבוסו ועבודוסו, כאילו היא כמאה להנויס עצמון. כמו שעולה על ליבם הסוכל, שזה דובה המהנה בהב לי העולם. זה כדאי קצת מסוד, זה הסבי לא חושב שלא אמרת. Right? That if you take Torah, so even though a person is not sort of challenging what the words of Chumash are, and he's not challenging that the authorship of these words of Chumash, but he distorts them into something totally different, he takes Torah and makes it into an amulet. So the Rambam says, so that's not Torah anymore. So Vaktor is a reza b'chavehim b'chom, yishen l'en chelok l'an haba, because he's a kofer b'atorah.
How about something like the Goral Hagra, where like you use a Torah, like you want to like find something out to like capture Shabbat, so like you use a Torah to like figure something out?
So presumably, I mean, I don't know what the... Presumably, the pshat in that is that if it's... For all those who are in the Madrega of the Gra, presumably the pshat in that is that Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated to the world. Right? He communicated Ritzon Hashem, Dvar Hashem through Torah. So I guess the pshat in that is that if a person is on a madrega, or maybe it's also a combination of that he's on a certain exalted madrega, and the decision that's pending or the information that's needed is something which is really, really vital and of the highest level of importance, so that he can receive communication through Torah. And in that sense, so even though obviously one doesn't imagine that the Rambam ever did or ever would do the Gaon HaGra, but it's not the same phenomenon as that which the Rambam is critiquing. Again, one can't imagine that the Rambam would do it, but I don't think it's not the same as the Locha Shalamako. So the Rambam says Torah was not given to have magical, medicinal qualities. So when you use it as such, so then that's distorting Torah into something it's not. So that's what I'm saying. So that's clear, because you're making Torah into a cookbook. So what do I care that the person thinks that the words of the cookbook are Bereshis Bara Elokim? But if this is a cookbook, so then he's a kofer about Torah. So Torah is not a first aid kit. It's not something which heals physical maladies. And when a person distorts it into such, Torah is communication, right? It is Dvar Hashem communicated to the world. So Mestama, for that reason, I think those who use the Gaon HaGra will tell you, no, that's got no shaykhus to what the Rambam is critiquing and describing. But it's got nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us.
Would the Rambam say the same idea for Kameyas in general? Like when Chazal speaks like Kameyas and from a Muncha or whatever, is that the same? Would you be Chalalis?
So what's pshat in so the Mishnayos and Shabbos talk about the Kamei Mumcha. So what's pshat? I don't know, but one thing is clear, that if a person ascribes, and this is not what Chazal is talking about, but if a person sort of ascribes magical powers to a Kameya, so that is what the Rambam is talking about, and it's not what Chazal is talking about. If a person ascribes magical powers, I don't know, if a person, if one of them is sick, and thinks that if only it will have a certain kameya, that will bring him a refuah, and it's got nothing to do with his doing tshuva, and it's nothing to do with giving tzedakah, and because it just has this sort of inherent magical power, so then, yeah, I think that is what the Rambam is talking about. If a person thinks that for reasons we don't understand, there's a certain zchus to having a kmeya, and because of that, that zchus can then contribute, to a yeshua. So that's a different story. Um, You know, when a person checks his mezuzahs, he also has to make sure that he does it with the right mindset. It's not, the mezuzah is not is also not magic. The person checking his mezuzah is checking his mezuzah to make sure he's not being mevatel mitzvah's mezuzah. He's not fixing the magic on his doorpost. He's okay. Do mitzvahs have zechuyos? Yeah, mitzvahs provide the zechuyos. But a person is checking to make sure he's not being mevatel a mitzvah. Which is why it's not a correct impulse necessarily. That should ever be the first thing to do. I think probably, well, I won't project onto anyone else, but I certainly would have many other things to check before. Mezuzah can also be on the list, but a lot of things where I don't need a sofer, I just need a mirror to check. You know, before going to the sofer. The Hoge is Hashem be'osi Yosef. So there are different pshat and what that means. The Rambam says, "Hain shahoge yud ke vav ke, shehu shem hamafodesh." So our minig again, to say it as we just did, yud ke vav ke, to not pronounce the hey when listing the four osios which constitute the Shem HaMeforash, is because some learn pshat that hoges Hashem be'osiyosef means even that. It doesn't necessarily mean that the person is. I mean, we don't know how the Shem HaMeforash is pronounced, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is pronouncing the Shem HaMeforash, but a person shouldn't even mention sequentially the four letters which comprise the Shem HaMeforash. That's why I many years again that we speak of Yud Kei Vav Kei that way. Again, a nickname which not the person goes by, but a nickname that's demeaning. So how do these things result? How can Chazal say that ain't the chelak olam haba? So the Rambam says no. It's not that this is a goyim, but it's more of a simon l'dola. Kafisha lo ye'orim masim and hamasim halolo, afal pisha him kalim kafisha medama hamadama, elmi nefesh gruah she'ein bashlemos ve'ein ve'uya l'chay olam haba. In Hichos Tshuva, when the Rambam mentions this, Kol echad ve'echad me'abod, the last halacha in Parag Gimel. Kol echad ve'echad me'abod ve'esam anoshim eilu shemaninu afu b'shein Yisrael, ein l'chel g'lam haba. ויש עבירות קלות מאלו, ואף על פי כן אומר חכמים שהרגיל בהן אין לו חלק עולם הבא. And then he mentioned Tamachanis Chaver, Vakor Chaver, Bekinuyo, Valmalvim Pnei Chaver, Berabim. So it means that a person is a habitual offender. That if it's compounded by the fact that the person is Rogel Bahan, so then it's so chomor that the onesh is Rachman Atzan Ein El Chilek L'Olam Haba. And that's not inconsistent with what he says here. Again, he doesn't say that here. It's not inconsistent with what he says here. Meaning, a person does these things once. Okay, so he slipped up. I mean, it's obviously we should be very careful. You know, if doing something habitually is ein l'chelek l'olam haba, so it shows that even obviously one time instance is chomor. So it's not that we should rachman etzlan be complacent about that. But if a person does it once, so then the way you integrate what the Rambam says in the Yad with what he says here, that doesn't necessarily give you, take the pulse as to whether or not he's such a nefesh grua, she'en bo shleimus v'en ruh l'chaim haba. But if it's something which is habitual, a lot of what masquerades as humor in contemporary society is halbonus panim, and you can't understand what the Rambam's talking about. That shalaya ora el mi nefesh grua she'en bo shleimus ve'en ruuy l'chayin l'hadol. Okay, we'll stop here.